because we're all about going to exotic places here on 2SER 107.3.
It's time to get away, get away, get away.
And we're going somewhere exotic now as we get away with Dre, like we do every Tuesday, talking about travel. Get you planning for the weekend. Get away with Dre. This is brought to you by Essence Sri Lanka, an Australian-owned company founded by two passionate travellers, Aravinda and Livia, offering all-inclusive private tours of Sri Lanka, promoting practical and ethical tourism. Spend less time travelling and more time exploring. Dre's here to talk about boating activities that you can get up to in Australia. What are we talking boating for, Dre?
Well, probably for the worst reason, because 28th of July, which was yesterday, in 1909, the steamer Waratah, we all remember that boat, right?
We do. What happened to the Waratah?
Well, it left Australia and it disappeared off the coast of South Africa. Ooh. With 211 passengers and crew. Ooh. It was the most famous ship to go down until the Titanic took over 3 years later when that sunk. And everyone forgot about the Waratah.
Oh, poor people of the Waratah.
But the fate of the Waratah still remains unknown.
Okay.
So I think, is this a conspiracy? Was it intentionally sunk? Or did the ocean claim another victim? Because apparently there was a convict there that they were trying to extradite.
Right.
So do we know where that convict came from? No.
Oh, geez.
I tried to look for the logs of this boat and I couldn't find it. That's how into it I got.
Are people making you research this so you stay away from the Epstein files?
No, that's just me. Maybe I'll look at that next. No, I don't want to. That's horrible. But anyway, did the ocean claim another victim? That's what I want to know. Because if you're dealing with the ocean, things like this can happen. It's powerful, it's natural, it's unforgiving, but it's beautiful. Just like me. But I thought, why don't we go through a few boating and watercraft activities and experiences around Australia? Hopefully a bit safer because you've got experienced people at the helm, right?
Yes, speaking of safe, first place we're going to is Kakadu Crocs and Wetlands in Northern Territory. What?
Oh, I really wanted to bring this up, but you have to listen to the skipper when they say to keep all the limbs inside the boat because you don't want any limb dangling outside of the boat at the Yellow Water Billabong.
Wow.
And the Yellow Water Billabong is part of the South Alligator River system. Don't let that scare you because it's true. There's a lot of crocs in there.
Yeah.
So it's a UNESCO World Heritage listed national park, which is great. And you can do a few really nice cruises there. And you can learn about the area as well. There's a sunset, a day or a sunset cruise, all around 2 hours Ooh. In length. But you may not see saltwater crocs. Actually, you probably will for sure, but you'll probably see some other stuff that's actually quite scary because I don't know about you, buffaloes are beautiful, but they also look quite scary as well. They're around the area.
Yeah.
You've got the jacanas, the Jesus birds. They might start yelling out salvation to you. That's a bit scary too. They walk on the water like Jesus, so that's kind of
Is that how they got their name?
That's how they got their name. Okay. You've got the
Jabberus.
The Jabberus, that's right, those birds. Have you seen them? They're pretty cool looking birds.
Yes.
If they come running or like flying at you, I think I'd be a bit scared.
I commune with them. We are friends.
Oh, you are friends.
Yeah, I try not to dwell on it too much. It makes it sound like I'm boasting.
Yeah, or you're like really up, like, you know, you're really voting for them. You've got sea eagles as well. You can watch them dive into the water, get some fish and then leave again.
Go to sea eagles.
You've got, you had to put that plug, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Kites, not the actual kite that flies, but the bird that flies.
The bird that flies that is a kite.
That is a kite. And there's also a night stargazing cruise you can go to as well, where the whole roof is off.
Yeah.
But then don't you think it's scary because you can't see the wildlife coming at you in all directions? That's a bit scary.
Yeah.
There's that too, the nothing to be scared about.
I thought this was going to be another chilled out segment, but once again, it's another brush with death with Dre. Oh,
always has to be. No, this is a good cruise to go on if you want to learn about the wildlife in the Northern Territory.
But the boat was one professionally made, specifically built for a wetland environment.
Yes, so it's flat bottomed, and it's designed to guide smoothly over the shallow waters of a billabong and navigate the narrow channels and flooded areas.
Shout outs to you for not having a flat bottom joke to go with that.
I was so good. Going to do it.
We're going to go to the top end Turtle Quest next, which is in the Territory.
Yes, so again in the Territory, everyone seems to talk about crocodiles when you're at the Territory, but turtles are a massive thing there as well. So the top end is an important nesting ground for vulnerable and endemic sea turtles. And this eco-certified company called Sea Darwin, I love this name because it's like sea as in S-E-A Darwin, which is
but
cool.
But you can also use it to Sea Darwin.
You can.
Here we go.
It's a First Nation-owned company and they operate boat cruises to all these places of interest, but the one I want to talk about is the Turtle Tracks.
Yeah.
And this is a tour that takes you to a deserted island. Already sounds amazing because it's deserted.
Yep.
But you get to see these flatback turtles lay their eggs, and possibly, if you time it right, you get to watch the hatchlings make their break for the ocean.
Isn't it good when they get their sprint on? Go!
That's so cute. And they're so small. See, Darwin also has the permission from the Kenby traditional owners to stop onto this unspoiled island. So it's all above board. And the island in Target that we're talking about is Bear Sand Island, which is only about 2 hours from Darwin, but it was also used for bombing target practice more than 3 decades ago.
No wonder the turtles are ready.
Yeah, but, well, I mean, the only thing that's, you know, dropping bombs now is turtle eggs, eh?
Eh?
But the Turtle Track cruise, it's this really nice late afternoon, evening cruise. And if the hatchlings choose to come at night, it becomes starlit and you get to go back onto the boat with starlit skies. It'll be beautiful. But all your money, if you are going to go in this Turtle Track ticket, it goes to Oz Turtle, and that supports vital sea turtle research and conservation efforts.
You love turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja and beyond. The boat that you'll be on is a purpose-built one. This is another flatback.
Yeah, it's called the MV Flatback, and it was named after the Turtle Cruise, which
is good.
Adorable.
I love it when they sort of build machines that are based on
animals. It's the best. Yeah. So this was commissioned in 2016. It was designed and built for Darwin's coastal conditions, designed to be fast, designed to be comfortable as it travels across the Timor Sea, and also for tropical waters. It goes up to 40 knots. If we're going to convert that, it's about 72 kilometres per hour.
I was going to say, that's a lot of knots.
That's a lot of knots. But also, it was designed in Brisbane. So I thought that was funny.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you didn't bring this up around Origin time.
True.
We've got Everglades
in
Australia. I didn't know about this, the Noosa Everglades.
Yeah, so there's actually 2 Everglades on Earth.
Only 2?
Only 2, and that's the US in Florida, and that's Queensland in Noosa. One already has a better government system. But the one has alligators, and can you guess which one it is?
Not ours?
Not ours. Thank God we can swim in these Everglades. You
can't swim in the
US
cool.
Florida ones. So an Everglade is a natural region of flooded grassland. That's pretty much what it is. And it's old. It's old. So the Noosa Everglades is actually a UNESCO Biosphere Reserve. Oh, my God. Me am I talking? It's only what I do for my job.
For your job, for your living.
Yeah. So it stretches between 2 reserves. It stretches between the Great Sandy National Park and the Noosa Reserve. So you know it's looked after, which is great.
Yeah.
And you can also join a few cruises, and it will take you on tours through the Everglades. Everglades is beautiful. There's an aerial shot that I'll put up online for you as well. But you get an experienced guide on board. You get a purpose-built eco-cruise boat that is designed to navigate with minimal impact to the environment, which is great. But I think the best way to explore the Noosa Everglades, which is what we did, was via canoe or kayak, which you can hire.
Oh, look at you. So you didn't take your canoe with you through customs.
Imagine that. That'd be so hard.
Didn't put your canoe in the overhead locker.
It came back damaged. What? So you can do a canoe guided tour if you don't want to miss out on an actual tour where people talk about the Everglades. I'll pop up a link of a place that does that. And you don't want to miss the tea on all the information on it, I think. But you could stop and jump in the water if you're going to do a canoe or kayak thing. No alligators, don't worry. But you go to Harry's Hut, which is a place of heritage as well.
Yep.
But so you could say it's an immersive experience. You know
what
I mean?
Indeed. And the Noosa Everglades are easy to get to from Noosa Heads, only 40 minutes from the main drag.
That's correct. And a lot of tours depart from the heart of Noosa Heads from Boreen or Orlando Point.
Thank you so much, Dre.
Thank you, Danny.
See you again next week.
See you next week.